of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, here's one I want to get stuck into for a couple of minutes. Irish motorists, did you hear this earlier on? Irish motorists are speeding more than ever. Or at least they're getting caught more than ever, according to figures released today. The number of speeding fines paid by drivers increased by 9% last year. More than €20 million worth of penalties were settled in 2018 and 2019. If you drive over the speed limit, you get 3 penalty points and a fixed charge fine of €80, which increases to €120 if you don't pay within the 28 days. So just over, it's quite a high figure actually, just over 110,000 speeding fines were paid in 2018, coming to more than €9.6 million. 17% of last year's fines were in the 6 guarded divisions in Dublin, which I suppose makes a little bit of sense, since we have the lion's share of the population. But independent TD Michael Healy-Ray has been speaking out about the way we deal with speeding in this country. He said speed vans are being put in sneaky locations and that motorists who go a bit over the limit are being treated like criminals. He also said that speeding fines were being used as a way for the state to make money. €20 million in 2 years. And I want to find out, do you agree with him? Do you believe that speed vans in many cases are just there to make money? Does having them actually improve road safety? And are you one of the many who has been done for speeding in the last 2 years? And do you feel hard done by? I know, for example, a couple of years ago, the penalty points are fortunately gone off my licence now, and I now have none, touch wood and all that. But I was done for speeding on the Finglas Road just outside Glasnevin Cemetery. I might have mentioned this to you before, but anyhow, the speed van was located about 2 feet in front of the sign saying 60 kilometres. So it was in the 50 kilometre zone that the speed van was located, but literally just ahead of the 60 kilometre sign. And, okay, I was doing 56 or 57, and I was still in the 50, but I was just heading into the 60 kilometre zone. The sign was within my eyesight. And I did feel a little bit hard done by. Look, I paid the fine, I took the points and got on with my life. But I did feel a little bit hard done by. I wasn't, driving like the clappers. I was doing 55, 56, just coming into a 60 kilometre zone. But I just thought, not just for me, for anybody, that the location of the speed check van was a little bit cheeky, if I'm to be honest with you. But anyway, I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I'm joined on the line by independent Kerry TD Michael Healy-Ray. Michael, good morning and welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian, to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much indeed, Michael. You think this is a bit sneaky as well, do you?
Well, to be honest, I do. And the first thing I would have to say during a debate like this is that we would have to acknowledge and quickly do so the families who have been so tragically affected by road deaths, be they by people speeding or careless driving or reckless driving. And we just have to acknowledge that, and people who were hurt or injured. And during this debate, in no way would we try to make little of that actual fact, and that people have paid a horrendous price for people.
Yes, and I think it is important to point out that speed does kill, and you're more likely to kill somebody the faster you're driving. And I think we all need to recognise that point.
And we're readily doing that before we have our debate. But the issue that I have is, as people know, when speed vans were brought out, first of all, the whole story was, oh, look, it is a safety measure. It has nothing to do with fines. It has nothing to do with anything. It's trying to get it into people's heads and into their psyche that you want them to reduce their speed. So that was how it started. But it has now evolved. And what it has evolved, we even had a minister, outgoing minister, and I'm actually delighted that the government are dropping his proposal, and that was of graduated penalty points. In other words, for every little bit more you were doing over the speed limit, you were going to attract more penalty points. Mm. Now, I
so that proposal hasn't passed the Dáil, and that transport minister is an outgoing transport minister.
And that idea, thankfully, is in the dustbin, and I'm delighted it is, because I spoke out about it at the time. I wasn't in favour of it. Now, what I would say to you is that they have changed the way the speed vans are going about their business. Now they're being hidden. They are actually being hidden in locations. Inside in villages, for example, they're just located inside the 30-mile limit. So a person might literally be going a couple of kilometres. You could be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 kilometres over the speed limit, and all of a sudden you're hit with a fine and you're hit with the penalty points. I think this is wrong. I think that is not in the spirit of what they were brought out in the first instance for.
Okay, but isn't one of the ideas behind this that, you know, we know, for example, that you have the speed camera sign up in areas where those speed vans might be located, and the reason that the signs are up is to let people know, look, this is an area that we have a problem with speeding, and we want you to slow down. There mightn't be a speed camera up here, but there might be. Hasn't that gotten into people's psyche?
No.
It certainly has with me. When I see one of those speed camera signs, I'm very aware of my speed.
Well, the people who are supporting the speed vans are now trying to give the impression that, well, the new locations where they're being put is places that we had a problem. In other words, where accidents were reported or tragically where deaths had occurred. But for instance, in our own county, I know this is not true, because many of the locations that the speed limits, the speed vans are now being located at, are at places where there was not a history of accidents, thankfully not a history of any people losing their lives at those locations, but they're great locations for catching people, and they're great locations for getting money from the hard-pressed motorists.
Okay, so you think that we've seen a change, that where originally the speed vans were targeting areas that did have a high rate of accidents, what we used to call accident black spots almost, you're saying now it's a case of maximising revenue?
100%. And before, when people saw a speed van, the first thing they thought of was speed, reducing speed, and that came into their heads. Now, when people see a speed van, there are two things they must think of. Number one is, this is about money, and this is to try to take money from me, the motorists, the people who are already paying a high price for their fuel, their tax, their insurance, and the general cost of motoring. And it is they're being strategically placed at locations to get money from the motorists. That is what the speed vans are doing now. And another aspect to the speed vans is, the people, and more look to them, it's a public tendering process, but the people who are involved in the actual speed vans themselves, that is a massively lucrative contract with the state. So this is all about money, whereas it should have been about people's lives, about safety on our roads, but it has now been changed, and as far as I'm concerned...
But sorry to cut across you, Michael, but hasn't the existence of speed vans made us all more conscious of the speed at which we travel? I can certainly speak for myself and say it has changed my driving because I don't want penalty points on my licence anymore, so I've tailored my driving to make sure I don't get caught.
But do you get my point, Adrian, at the beginning when the schedule of speed and the penalty points was brought out? We'll call it the offences that attracted penalty points were a very set line out of issues. Now, every day, all you hear is politicians and people in different groups looking for penalty points to be increased, and in other words, that 1 or 2 or 3 penalty points isn't enough at all. That, I mean, literally, if a person makes an error or a mistake, and if you were going on a journey, you could literally be off the road by the time you arrive at your journey, if you were in hard enough luck. Now, I know the people that would be against what I'm saying, and I can hear them thinking about it this minute. Well, if everybody just adhered to the law and did everything perfect, well, you wouldn't have a problem.
But isn't that a fact, though, Michael?
Of course, they're right. But you know the answer to that, Adrian? You show me somebody that's perfect, and I find it hard to find people that are perfect. I know I'm certainly not perfect, and I know that when I go out every day, I probably will make more mistakes than anybody else. But having said that, no one of us are perfect. No motorist is perfect. We all try to be as safe as we can and do things right, but that doesn't mean to say that will always happen. And yes, a person could be going to a town or be at a location where they're a couple of miles over the limit, and all of a sudden they're hit with a fine. They're giving money into the state. They're hard-earned money. People going maybe to do their day's work, and the thanks they get for it is their penalty.
Okay, but again, Michael, I have to reiterate this point. I'm putting my hands up to admit that 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I would have racked up nearly 10 penalty points on my licence. Okay, and that was partly I was done for using my mobile phone or being slightly over the speed limit, but it racked up to 10 points. And the point that I'm making is, since the introduction of the speed vans, I set a target for myself to get rid of all the penalty points off my licence, which I have now, and not get any more. So I've tailored my driving. Isn't that what this is all about?
Well, if you look at the statistics and if you see the amount of money that's being paid in fines and the amount of points that are being given out, not everybody is able to do that because of one reason or another. People are still getting fined. People are still receiving penalty points. And you have many people who are saying, oh, they should get a lot more. For example, the outgoing minister wanted to make it even more draconian for people to drive on our roads. You must remember that the very vast majority of people, when they sit into a motor car, they don't want to harm a hair on anybody's head. They don't want to do anything wrong. They don't want to have to pay a fine that day. They don't want to accrue penalty points that day. All they're doing is their best. But when it comes back to you saying, well, wouldn't it be great? And like I said it myself, that people are listening today and they're saying, my goodness, if people obey the law, well, nothing bad will happen to them. But my answer to that is, that's fine if everybody's perfect.
And okay, and we're not. And the point you're making is that the locations of late for speed vans are deliberately setting out to trap people, essentially.
Absolutely, 100%. And I would be saying to people, when you're travelling on the road today, and when you see that speed van parked, in a location, that is what I would call a sneaky location. Just think to yourself, that van was put there that day just to collect money and to give you penalty points, not necessarily anything to do with speeding or road safety. They're a money-making exercise. They're a cash cow now for the state. That is exactly, they're a white cow on the side of the road trying to collect money from the hard-pressed motorists. That's my honest and humble opinion.
All right, but I'd be very...
And it's only an opinion.
No,
Other people might completely disagree with me, and they're 100% entitled to do so.
All right, well, it's an interesting conversation. I'd be very interested to see if people agree with what you're saying. But in the meantime, Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Adrian.
And I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. This is from Vio.
Hi there, Aidan. Yes, I agree with the man, with the gentleman, what he said. Unfortunately, these speeding vans are, if you realize, if anybody saw around, are around on Sunday mornings where no cars on the road, basically. I got done twice. One location was exactly where you got done, on 56 kilometers an hour. And another one was in... Trumcondra on 54 kilometers an hour, which was on Sundays, both of them around 2 years ago. So I think, yes, it's just a way to make money for the government.
Okay, thank you very much, DVO. 6797981 is our telephone number. I'd love to hear from you on this. Do you think that speed vans are there for a very good, sensible, logical reason to try and make us all slow down? Or have they become just a money-making racket? That's what Michael Healy-Ray said. Let's have a listen to this from Stephen.
What is that idiot on about? Don't speed and you won't get penalty points. Speed kills most people on our roads in Ireland. Time to get a hold of himself.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thomas, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Thomas.
How you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks. You've an issue with the signage in some areas in Dublin. What do you mean by that?
That's right. I received a penalty point in the post there yesterday. I was driving up High Street and turned right onto Patrick Street. I was heading towards Harold's Cross.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 4:10 in the morning.
Not 4:10 in the morning, right? Okay.
In the morning, yeah.
Okay.
On the road, obviously. And I saw the van. It was in a loading bay down the bottom of the hill. So I drove on as I did. And I received it in the post there today. And I was doing 60 kilometres in a 50-kilometre zone. I assumed it was 60. But it says on the letter it's a built-up area. Now, I've double-checked 3 or 4 times because I drive that road every day at that hour in the morning. And there's not one sign for 50 kilometres from the top of Patrick Street, which is, you know, at the cathedral there.
Yep.
All the way down to Harold's Cross Bridge.
So where's the most nearby sign that you can find?
Well, I swing left onto Grove Road, which is on the canal.
Yep.
The fourth sign there is inside Grove Park. Would be, I saw the sign for 50 kilometres.
Well, now, the argument is that you should know that in a built-up area, the speed limit is 50, and that includes the majority of the Dublin City Council area is 50 mostly, and in fact, it's coming down even further to 30 in a lot of places over the next...
But I agree with that, but I think when, as you even said about going down the Finglas Road, and you're going from 50 to 60... When you were caught that time in such a short space, you can go up that high street and it goes to 40 if you go straight, if you're heading towards Dame Street. And then, like, you turn right onto Patrick Street and there's no signs at all. You know, like, I mean, we drive up and down so many roads.
I know, but shouldn't you know? And I was that soldier myself, Thomas. But shouldn't you know that in a built up area, the speed limit is 50?
Possibly. I'm not arguing the case. I'm just saying maybe if there's more science.
Okay, that's
a long stretch of road.
It is a long stretch of road, yeah.
And not one sign.
That's interesting, actually.
That's only my, like, I mean, come here, I accept it. I'm sure the facts prove speeding and all that. Like, I'm not disputing it at all. I'll pay it and get on with it.
I'm curious to hear that they're out at 4 o'clock in the morning, which seems a little bit strange and not a sinner on the road. But anyway...
That's another point I was saying to you. I'm a postman. So I've been driving for 14, 15 years up this road and I've never seen speed cameras at that hour until recently.
And in fact, that was the point that Michael Healy-Ray is making, that this is more about money now than safety.
And believe it or not, since all this COVID has kicked in, I've seen more of them on the road than I ever did.
Well, in fact, somebody just texted in a minute ago, believe it or not, and in fact, I'm about to go to a call as well. It was done during the lockdown period.
Mm.
And it says, I got caught speeding 2 days after the first lockdown measures were brought into effect when only essential workers were supposed to be outside their homes. I have two problems with this. Firstly, why were they targeting essential workers? And secondly, why were they even out? Because they're hardly an essential service.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a fair point. It's a fair point.
Yep. That was all I just wanted to get across. Just maybe more.
About the signage. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. Yeah. All right, thank you, Thomas. Let's have a listen to. Oh, in fact, this WhatsApp voice note is somebody who was done twice during the lockdown period.
I was a frontline worker. I've been working all the way through COVID. I haven't been done for speeding in about 5 years, and I got done twice within 2 weeks. Once on the M50, he had the van in out of the way. Just at Finglas there, and I was going over 100 miles or 100 kilometres an hour, and I got done there, and I got done on the N132. That road's like a 4-lane road. I thought it was 80, but it was actually, they have a 60, which I think is very slow for that road. But anyway, there you go. Six points on my license. Like all in 2 weeks, and I haven't been done for speeding in 5 years.
All right, Anthony, thanks very much indeed. Lorraine, what did you want to say on this, Lorraine?
Hi, Adrian.
How are you?
No, I understand, like, the frontline workers and that when they were going to work.
It does seem a bit harsh now, to be honest.
It does, yeah, but I'm sure if they appealed, I mean, the judge will see, you know, the time that it happened. You know, they might get exempt from it. I don't know.
And in fact, like that message I read out a second ago said, were they even an essential service during that time? You could argue
well,
no.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah. It's like the clampers as well, Adrian. They weren't essential workers either at the time. And I mean, I was around the hospital there not so long ago during the lockdown, and I had to wait until my daughter-in-law came out of the hospital, and I seen them around clamping cars. But my point why I was ringing you was because, like, what annoys me is when you're driving in an area and you're doing the right speed. I mean, there's a couple of hot points around where I live, and you know you can't go over 50, or you can't go over 60, or you can't go under 30, or over 30 or whatever. And you have these gobshites, God forgive me for saying it, up your backside, flashing you, beeping you, just to try and overtake you. Like, these are bad roads, like, and you just say, like, why?
Yeah.
You know, they're the intimidating.
And they're nearly intimidating. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because they're right up your backside and they're trying to intimidate you. Yeah. Yeah, it really is annoying.
You know, like, it isn't. That's what I hate. That's my worst hate altogether.
Yeah, you see, because in a situation like that, I would pull in and let him overtake me and then let him get done.
Well, sometimes you don't have a choice to be able to pull
that's
over.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
People need to learn the rules of the road, Adrian. I really mean this. You know, when you're driving back roads and you see a continuous white line, like, what does that mean?
It's there for a reason, isn't it?
It's there for a reason, exactly. You know, and you have these people and they're overtaking and they're beeping you and flashing you. And, like, it's obvious that you can't, like, there's a lot of bends and turns and everything. I mean, there could be a bicycle ahead of you. There could be a tractor and bang, you smack right into it because you've been intimidated to drive a little bit faster just to accommodate these people in the high
they're behind you, Come here, as a matter of interest, what do you think of what Michael Healy-Rabe was saying, that the vans have become sneaky and they've become just a cash cow?
I don't know if it's they're gone sneaky or if it's for cash. I think they're just, I really don't know. You know, there's this certain cases and there is certain spots around the country that you kind of go, you know, it's a bit much now, you know, and giving people tickets for stupid things, you know.
Were you ever done by one?
Understand it a little bit more.
Were you ever done by one?
Know? No, never.
No, good.
And I'll tell you now how many years I'm driving. I'm driving 36 years.
And never a penalty point?
Never a penalty point or a parking ticket, no.
Fair play to you. You're the person that Michael Healy-Rabe was talking about. Perfect. Thanks, Lorraine. Here is a WhatsApp voice note from Jeanette.
Is there any proof, actually, that these speed cameras actually do work? I haven't seen any evidence of the change. Like, what's the statistics on it? Has it worked at all? If not, maybe they need to change their approach on speeding in the first place. They need to go back to the drawing board and try something new.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Jeanette. Colm, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Colm.
How you doing, Adrian? Not too bad.
Tell us your story, Colm.
If you think you don't got hard done by, I think I very got hard done by.
Come on.
I was coming out of my estate and coming onto the main Blessington Road there. They have, in Blessington town itself, it's 50. When you come out of it a little bit, 60. Then it goes into the 100. I went from an older car into a newer car, and I didn't even realise what speed I could do because it was only in third gear.
Right.
And I was up at 77 in the 60 zone, and the guards actually caught me. They were literally sitting up right before the 100 zone there. I was literally caught about 20 yards away from the 100 zone at doing 77. Now, the guard came up to me. He said, yeah, look, I'll see what I can do. But then he comes back to me then about 5 minutes later saying, look, only for the bosses there, he is actually going to fine you. So we have to actually give you the penalty points now. So I said, right, grand, no problem. I accepted it. 3 weeks after that, they subsequently moved the 60 zone into an 80 zone then.
That's a bit harsh isn't it?
For that 3 weeks, I got €120 of a fine and 3 penalty points on my license. And I tried to save.
And then they changed
the
speed limit on that stretch of road to 80.
To 80. 3 weeks later, they changed it.
Oh, that's a bit
harsh. I went into the guard station and said, look, can I appeal that? Because I don't mind the money, it's gone, but the penalty points on my license, that's the major thing I'd be on about. And they said, no, unfortunately, you can't, because you were done. By the time the law was there, it was 60. And that was it. I was like, It's just really hard done by there.
Yeah, no, I can see how you'd feel hard done by. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Gary. Or Colm, sorry. This is a WhatsApp from Gary.
Tell Stephen to get grip of himself. Speed doesn't kill. Just look at bleeding race drivers all over the world. It's incompetent drivers. I see them all the time. They're always in their own head, going their own way, doing their own thing. They don't be looking out for everyone else on the road. And that's the major issue, especially women and elderly. Not all women. You have the odd clown of a fella, but I'm telling you, you need to be thinking logically and looking at three cars, four cars ahead of you, not just in front of you. It is silly the way people drive. And half the people on the road don't know the rules of the road, rules of the lights, rules of the stop signs, this, that, the other.
Michael Healy-Ray was saying earlier on that he believes that the speed vans are just cash cows. Peter actually agrees with that point.
Good morning, Adrian. I don't really have a problem with the speed vans. And as you said, it does alternate everybody's habits of driving. My girlfriend had 6 pints when I started going out with her. She got rid of them. She's a lot more self-aware when she's on the road. My problem is with the speed vans. They're in areas where it's 80 kilometers an hour on a main road, and it should be 100, and it is just set up to get money off you, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And one final WhatsApp voice note from Bob.
Good morning, Adrian. Just listening to the show there, Bob here. Now, Michael Healy-Ray is dead right. It's all revenue, every single bit of it. I mean, I don't know who decides the speed limits on some of the roads, and reducing speed limits coming from 80 to 50 in the space of 200 yards or 300 yards coming down the M1 there into Whitehall, and it's just crazy. I don't know who makes the decisions, but they're absolutely ludicrous. But definitely 110%, it's all revenue money off of the government. And by the way, my belated happy birthday. Cheers, bye bye.
Belated happy birthday? Who's that for? It's not me, because my birthday was in March. Anyway, oh, maybe it was for Jeremy, was it? And finally, this message just came in to me, and it says, I'm another essential worker that got done for driving 59 in a 50, but not one sign on the road of the speed limit. I genuinely thought the speed limit was 60, as the road runs alongside a road with an 80 speed limit. I don't mind paying the fine, but feel it's harsh to get 3 penalty points as there are no signs. All right, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls.
The Sound of the City. 98 FM. Dublin Talks, weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.